For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, welcome everyone to The Distraction, the biggest episode of The Distraction we've ever done. I am Jeremy Lambert. It is a special draft edition of this show, joined as always by the Chubby Chief, Joseph Holbert. Joe, this was your idea. Why are we doing this?
Well, in the words of the great Ric Flair, fire me. I'm already fired. Okay, the hat is currently falling off my head. I have a big bald next to me. I'm very concerned about how this is about to go, but I'm ready for the consequences for what is going to be an all-time farewell show, at least. That's all I can say at this point. Okay.
We have two special guests today. First, he's been on our program before. Good friend, distraction legend, according to Joseph and me, from CBS Sports, Jack Crosby. Jack, how are you?
I am so happy you guys welcomed me back, because I thought after last time that went off the rails, I thought I was never going to be allowed back.
That's why I'm so worried about this show.
Here I am, ready to draft some wrestlers.
And from the Robert O'Neill section of Twitter, Robert O'Neill.
Yeah, it's great to be here, man. I got my haircut for this, and you're making me wear the hat.
So. You can show off your hair if you would like, but you have to put the hat back on.
No, look at that. It's
there.
Look first at time that. Since May. You know,
beautiful.
I'm following O'Neill's lead here. He's doing me a favor. The hat's off. Hat's maybe banned.
No, you've got to put it back on.
Absolutely not. He's had a haircut, Jeremy. Let the man live. It's a draft day, okay? It's his draft. O'Neill is the star here. He's drawing.
I signed myself up this morning.
Look at this. There you go. Hats are banned. Hats are now banned moving forward. It's draft time. I don't want to delay things.
No, I'll put it back on.
Thank you. Oh, Robert follows the rules, unlike you, Joseph.
There it's we really go. Tough. Okay, can we continue?
All right, everyone. This is our mock draft. Every website, outlet, whatever's doing it, they're all playing by the rules and stuff. Let's do two people. Let's just redraft the current rosters. It's all boring stuff. Joseph messages me. It's 6 a.m. his time, and is like, let's do a draft. He's like, Joseph, what kind of draft do you want to do? He's like, I don't know. Let's just have a bunch of our friends on and do like an all-star draft. I said, okay, sounds good. Let's do this. So here's the deal. As you can see, four people, four brands. I'm going to be representing Sunday Night Heat. I don't know what these fools are representing. The entire WWE roster is open. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NXT UK, 205 Live. You're getting singular picks, just one pick. So tag teams are not together. If you want Montez Ford, you get Montez Ford. You got to draft Angelo Dawkins separately. 13 picks to represent a basketball team, because we're actually a basketball podcast. Injuries and inactivity stand. So if someone is injured, then they're on your roster, but you're not going to be able to use them as much. They got to be under contract. Robert, Brock Lesnar is not under contract. You broke that news. So you know that he's not under contract. You cannot take Brock Lesnar. Any other questions before we begin on this? I have the first pick. Then it is Jack, Joseph, Robert, snake order. Again, 13 picks. Any questions before we begin? Yes, Jack.
May not be relevant, but in regards to injuries, this draft, we're going one calendar year, right? From this October to next October.
Yeah, we're going
to
do this.
We have to take rehab time into account and when they can join said brand.
Wow.
The injury time. So if you take like Samoa Joe, you don't know when he's going to come back. He could miss, you know, another 6 months on your team. Make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Jack's well prepared. We appreciate everyone joining us on the chat. Leave a super chat. Get your question or statement. Red on Air. Subscribe to youtube.com/Fightful. Leave a thumbs up. Tap the bell for notifications. All that stuff. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Sean's always breaking news. We have a super chat from Rob Wilkins who says, these hats are still better than Cameron Grimes' hat. I mean, Cameron Grimes is the originator. Robert stole a whole bit from Cameron Grimes, I think. Right?
I don't know about that. I don't know about the timeline. Mine was like January, so maybe.
Yeah, he had it at some point last year. If you've only had it since January.
NXT is banned. Please continue.
No, we're drafting. Talking NXT, but you can draft banned. From NXT. All right. Banned. Are we ready? Are you ready to do this?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone, to the 2020 Fightful WWE All-Star Mock Draft. Currently on the clock, representing Sunday Night Heat, Jeremy Lambert. Thank you, Me With Glasses. It is great to be here. First off, I want to thank my home office for being a great host for this draft. I want to give a shout out to the champions, the Distraction, hanging another banner this year. Great season ended with another banner. With the first overall pick in the 2020 Distraction Draft, Sunday Night Heat is proud to select the Tribal Chief, the big dog, Roman Reigns.
Really went out on a limb there, Jeremy. No claps. This is...
Look at the scroll on the bottom. Yeah, I got the ticker. Awesome. The ticker rules.
Yeah. Okay, so when everyone does their first pick, we should all announce what brand we're representing, right? So yes. Jack is next, correct?
Yes. Jack, you're on the way.
I will be representing WWF Action Zone.
All right.
And with the first pick for WWF Action Zone in the first round, I will be cornerstoning my women's division with the queen, Charlotte Flair.
Wow.
I would clap for that. That's a good pick.
Wow. This is very – okay. That's very interesting.
Now I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, I thought you were going elsewhere there, Jack. You surprised me. You've thrown me off already. It's very scary for me. Jeremy, I do have a question. You mentioned that WCW branding was on the board for my show of representation. With that in mind – WCW Monday Nitro selects with his very first pick, perhaps the greatest professional wrestler of all time, and while he may not want to come to work, Daniel Bryan will be appearing on Monday Nitro.
Wow.
He was on the board in my head.
I like that pick.
Now I'm in trouble.
Robert, you have back-to-back picks.
Yeah, that's a real high-pressure situation. But, you know... I do have a couple people in mind, so representing WWE Velocity, we are going to go with Sasha Banks and Drew McIntyre, really kind of shore up the main event scene right away here. And we feel good.
It's interesting, Rob, you went to shore up the main event scene but chose two mid-card acts. That's an interesting choice on your part. I respect it. And now... Well,
you know, I have a plan, so.
Okay, we'll see about that. Meanwhile, on Monday Nitro, I'm looking here at the board. There's some top talent out there. Not much of it, but there is some. I take the blue collar man, the fighting man, Kevin Owens, Otis? Off the board.
Oh, I thought you were taking Otis.
Otis is not on any of these boards, and he shouldn't. Please move on.
Why not? Money in the Bank winner, Otis? You're not going with
that? He's actually the blue-collar man. Right? That's not a finish.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought you were taking it.
Tough outing on my part there. Got the branding confused. Continue.
Jack, you're up.
I'm going to be the first one. I have two here I'm battling with. There's one I want to do and one I don't want to do.
Jack is well prepared.
I did actually have. There's two guys here. No, I can't do it. All right, with the second pick for WWF Action Zone, we select AJ Styles.
Oh man, oh,
It's a strong pick. Let's not be silly here.
Yeah, I had to go. I had to go safe for this.
That's a good pick.
Yes.
All right. We have a super chat from Mr. Ollie Davis, who says this is going to be greatness or the greatest. R-Truth number one pick. No, I got fired for picking R-Truth yesterday. That'll air at 9 p.m. So if you want to watch me draft more wrestlers, you can do that. But yeah, I got fired yesterday for picking R-Truth number one. So he's not getting picked, at least not number one. I'll probably get him at some point. All right. With my next pick, I got to do it. It's... Look, you need leadership. You need the veteran presence. I know we have Roman. We're going to build a strong locker room, though. That's what we're going with. Randall Orton is coming to Sunday Night Heat.
After his 2020, you can't really knock that pick.
That's right. Thank you.
I mean, I'm getting, out of sake of fairness, I will step forward at this point and say that Randall was lost in my big board, and I missed him completely. So that was indeed a very good selection, Jeremy. Well played.
All right, I have another pick. I don't like back-to-back picks, but I do have another pick. Look, we need a strong female presence. I'm not going to have a pick for a while. Let's just go ahead and do this. Let's piss off Joseph right now. Miss Hollywood, Alexa Bliss, coming to Sunday Night Heat.
Joe's going to quit.
The big board has been changed. He's calling.
Joe's going to rage quit this draft right now.
Listen, I'm experienced this. Jeremy has done this before. He has picked Alexa and then used her in a trade. There are no trades here. He's just being mean at this juncture. But that's fine because there are issues there, right? Injuries, transition to a role player. I'm not concerned. I want stars. I'm moving on. Okay, next pick.
Are you saying she's not a star? You saying she's not a star?
I'm not going to say that. I'm a professional. I'm just moving, keeping the show moving, Jeremy. That's what I'm doing here.
Okay. Jack, you're on the clock.
I need myself a future world champion, someone I can build a nice program around toward that top spot. WWF Action Zone selects Keith Lee.
Keith Lee. All right. I like Keith Lee. That's a good pick.
We all like. I appreciate Jack's professionalism with the WWF Action Zone. I really do. It adds a certain flavor to his picks. I like that.
Maybe a little high. I'm not going to lie. Maybe a little high, but you got four picks between. I don't know if he would have lasted.
The strong showing against the big dog last November put him over the top for me.
Okay. So you're going on current form. I like that. My next pick, this is speaking of high. This is a controversial one. However, clearly personal shots have been taken here in the women's division. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the future face of the division. Rhea Ripley is headed.
All right. All right. Joseph gets his first female off of the board. Robert, you're on the clock.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have kind of this run on females going on, and I think I'm going to keep it going. We are going to select Asuka.
O'Neal is just going heavy. He's got Banks and Asuka now.
Strong
women's brand.
He has another pick, right?
Yeah, he has another pick.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, might be a little controversial here. We are splitting up a faction and maybe getting a main eventer out of it. We're going to go with Bobby Lashley.
Oh, that's a shot at Joseph.
That's so personal.
That's 100%
that a shot at Joseph. You know what? I took one shot early on about the main eventers thing. And I was like, okay, I'll leave Rob now. But that is so personal. And it's clear that while I thought we were attacking one man, I am being attacked here. Okay? Jack, I trust that you're innocent in this and will not carry on this assault. But I am aware. And I'll be lashing out soon. Okay? My selection. Okay, I'm looking. This name scrambled me. I'll be honest. You've thrown me off. But a good leader is calm in moments like this. Right? They have to make a pick and they have to keep Monday Nitro on track. For that reason... On the woman's side, we have the next big star of the business. We're going to do the same on the male side. Big E, welcome to Monday Nitro.
All right. I like that pick. I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Drew. I need another woman. I mean, I went big with Charlotte in the first pick. Need another woman. We got this run on women going.
You should have just picked Big E. That's not very nice to him. he has some man meat to him, but I wouldn't go that far.
Overall, there's been a little run on women here. So WWF Action Zone selects Candice LeRae.
Oh.
With booking plans to turn her baby face like she's supposed to be.
Candice LeRae rules. If we unbanned NXT, I would only talk about Candice LeRae. All right. It is my pick. Sunday Night Heat welcomes. Maybe a little high, but that's all right. Xavier Woods. I know he's injured. I feel like he's coming back pretty soon. Look, we need good locker room morale, okay? We're playing the video games. We're playing the video games here on Sunday Night Heat. They can twitch all they want on Sunday Night Heat. All right? It's fine. All right, we have a super chat to read here from Rob Wilkins, who says, I hate this more than I hate Joel Embiid. Got to go. Wow, Rob.
What is this show? What is happening here?
I don't know. Rob Wilkins is scaring us.
That was a shot at me again, though, Jeremy. You understand that, right? This is an
heavy shot.
This is another shot. Your pick, Jeremy. Carol.
All right. Round five for myself. Let's see here. We're gonna keep with the video games, okay? We're locker room morale. Joseph likes to smash the cold beers. I know that. I know Joseph, that's what he wants to do. He wants to do all the cold beer smashing. Not us on Sunday Night Heat. Randy's just gonna be pissed off with all these dudes. Like, what are you doing playing this video game stuff? Not 2020 Randy. 2020 Randy seems a little bit more, didn't care as much. Adam Cole for round five.
Not a bad round there for you, Jeremy, but I feel confident right now, especially considering that it's been clear that personal shots have been taken thus far. The fact that I'm still standing, I think, speaks volumes about my character, must be said. No one else is going to say that on here, so I'll say it for myself. Please continue.
All right, do you want to make a pick, Joseph?
He's not my pick. It's Jeff.
All right, I'm trying to catch you to see if
No. I am being very focused here, okay? I'm trying to entertain you. Trust me, I'll tell you, I'm not making that error again. Jack, please continue.
I think I see what you guys are doing, so I'm going to have to be that guy. If you guys are so against consistency, give WWF Action Zone Seth Rollins.
Ooh. Oh, you took him way early for this draft room. Way early.
I know I did. I told you I was going to do stuff like this. I warned you.
You know, I'm with Jeremy's response to that pick, but I do not share it after he has taken Xavier Woods in round four. I think that's fine, pick, Jack. It's fine. I'm with you. Jack, I feel we're allies here, to be honest. It feels like this is...
It always ends up that way, and then Jeremy gets mad.
Yeah, because you guys go to New Japan and make plans without me. You're taking over the whole company now.
We fired Harold.
In America. Big you got Harold out of there. Joseph, you're on the clock.
So the women's division is very interesting because it has unforeseen depth, right? We've never experienced such depth in the women's division. With that being said, I am a bit concerned about the top tier talent. So with that in mind, I would like to secure the other side to the coin I've got here. With Rhea Ripley on one side, I take Bianca Belair for the other.
Ooh, that's good. That's good stuff.
I agree, Jack. Very good.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You're just going to have her do a bunch of vignettes? I think that's a good use of her.
Absolutely not what I'm going to do. But I appreciate the joke. I'll not be responding to it. I'm just going to say, no, I will not, Jeremy. Robert, you have two picks. Please don't mess them up like Jeremy did.
Yeah. No, I think we're going to keep boosting up the mid-card a little bit. We are going to take Sami Zayn, and then we are going to take The Miz.
Oh wow. Good job, Bob.
Bob's in the game. Bob's came by.
Bob and I, we're about consistency. We're about consistency and making sure that our social media teams work hard, reading all the hate.
There it is.
Okay? That's what we're about.
I respect it. Okay. I'm looking here at the draft board, which has been depleted, I must say. Many favorites of mine have been taken, which we all know the reason for that. I will not speak on it any further. And I'm looking here at many bearded men that I would not want on my roster, but they are on my big board. And I'm looking at them, and I've decided I'll not take any of those people, And instead, I'll take the NXT champion. Very out of character pick for me, Finn Balor.
Wow. All right.
Yes.
All right.
I like to keep guys guessing, you know? There you go.
I'm shocked that you went NXT. I just expected you to ban NXT.
Well, I'm versatile, Jeremy. You should know this by now.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Yes. Okay.
Here's a big board. Jack is asking me for, like, the big board. The thing is, I haven't removed anybody from this, so you're just going to have to...
Yeah. I think I know what I want to do next.
Okay. If you would like to see it, I did put this up on screen for everyone to keep the... I was going to wait until after round five, and that's why it's taking me so long.
Look at those. My picks are sexy. Look at those.
It's your pick now, Jack.
I know. Just okay, what are you gonna find me?
I can kick you from the room. So,
all right, let's. I will take another woman just because I can't let her keep falling, and I gotta do something with her. WWF Action Zone select Shayna Baszler.
Okay. Oh, you scared me there. You scared me.
There's a very big name.
Yeah, still. I'm taking her.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I am. Jack scared me with the Shayna Baszler pick because I thought he was going to take this person, but he did not. Shayna Baszler is a fine pick. Sunday Night Heat selects Bayley.
Now, okay. Jeremy, I did want to
watch. I didn't even. How did she last this long?
Yeah. Well, this is what I would say. Because I know Jeremy is a good talent scout. I did want to ask him before he proceeds. Have you researched in full her average star rating this year? Just out of interest, because I know that we all, you know, this week was very stressful. Have you got to that number? If so, I'm interested by your pick there.
Yeah, 3.5. That's the average star rating that I've seen.
Our teams came out with different results in that regard.
Or maybe your analytics department just kind of sucks, Joseph.
Maybe. That would be very on brand.
Look at the people that you're drafting. You're trying to just go. You're trying to play 80s basketball in 2020.
The analytics love Daniel Bryan, and we all know that. Okay, I'll not debate this. Okay, fine.
That is true. The analytics do love Daniel Bryan. All right, you guys are going to rip me for this pick. I don't care. I really don't. I'm going to take him anyway because we're building the future along with the present here. I got him for a whole year. Do you know how good this guy is right now? I got him for a whole year under contract. How good he's going to be in a year? This is like he's in Luka Doncic rookie season. Sophomore season coming up, it's over. It's over for the league. Sunday Night Heat selects Dominic Mysterio.
Just disgraceful. Don't hate it. Jack, listen, we don't have the pick. He's framed the man as Luka Doncic.
I am.
I'm a big Dom Mark. I'm a big Dom Mark.
Yeah, I wonder. You can leave a super chat, however much you donate, get your question or statement read on air. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a thumbs up. Tap the bell for notifications because we do a bunch of live streams now. I'm gaming all the time on this here channel. Jack, you're on the clock.
Yeah, before anyone could get their filthy hands on them, WWF Action Zone selects Walter.
Oh, man. Joseph knows how much that hurts me. I really didn't think anybody would just like think of Walter because he's in NXT UK.
So that man is my god. I watch NXT UK. You guys are nerds. I am the one for it.
I'm very excited about my next pick, folks. Every
song is barking.
My bad.
Must be O'Neill's.
Yeah.
O'Neill's continued that Walter pick.
Continued disrespect here on my own program. But nonetheless, every great circus needs its clown. So while I will be splitting up the brewing romance of WWE, Jeremy's face is signifying my pick very well. I am taking the Fiend Bray Wyatt next. Thank you, please.
Wow, I did not see that coming.
Okay.
Wow.
You just don't know where Holbert's going, do you? You think he's going one way. Oh, my God, he's going to NXT. Amazing stuff.
Wow.
I feel bamboozled, led astray. I don't know what's real anymore.
Wow.
This is when I expose the fact that this whole show is a gimmick, and this is the only one time of the year that I'm seeing
Are you going to take Braun next?
Perhaps. He's on the board, I'm going to be honest with you. He's on the board.
Is he on the board?
Someone on Twitter just replied to us, is this a work? So we're doing a really good job so far, fellas.
Wow. No,
we're doing fantastic.
Yes.
Robert, you're on the clock.
Yeah. So what was the rule on tag teams? They can be one pick? Or
they are only one pick. You can't take tag teams together. You get one.
Also have two picks in a row, so if I wanted to take the entire tag team. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll go with Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, wow. That's strong. That's strong. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Power play there from Rob. You see him calling out the rules there. I've got two picks. I can be attacked. I've got two picks.
Well, it's different. It depends where you look.
Okay.
Your dog is a fan of that pick.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm looking at my women's division here, and I think we're all excited about where it's going, right? Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, that's top-tier talent. But I need some versatility. I need a role player who can make shots and play defense. Put her in a multitude of roles. I need the great Nikkola Cross next. Thank you, please.
You're going to make her your new Alexa?
Wow. What an ovation for that pick. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Are you going to make her your new Alexa? I feel like you are.
Nikkola is her own. Very special, Nikkola. Nikkola is the Mick Foley of the women's division, which is a thing I've now been trying to get over for approximately 4 years, and no one is picking it up. So that's fine. Carry on.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Wow, this is very disrespectful. I didn't realize this show was going to go this way, but here we are. I'll keep this in mind for next year, folks.
Back here on the clock. Here's the big board if you would like to see it to help you out here. Some great talent on 205 Live that's still left if you would like to take any of them.
Torn again. What? Let me see my picks really quick. Let me look at this balance really quick because I got that. I can do one more. So I'm gonna. I can do one more. Oh yeah. All right.
Jack is talking himself into whatever pick he's about to make.
Oh yeah, I could do this. All right. WWF Action Zone selects Toni Storm.
Ooh,
that's a good pick.
Yeah,
I had her noted. Obviously, I'm not going to.
I have options here.
All right. I've got a
few. I'm looking at my babyface heel dynamic with the women here, but I like it. I like where I went there.
You can turn them all. It's fine.
That's why you need a Nikki Cross track, you see, because that's versatility.
I could big show them all if I have to.
All right. Here's for this round, we're going round 8 and 9. Look, I'm going two strong picks. I feel like these two players underutilized. And you got to put them on a better team to really get the most out of. Like, I kind of like, I can't think of a good basketball analogy, but round 8, we're going with Chad Gable.
Ooh,
I like that. Good spot. Like that.
That on the board.
Okay. How many people is WWE paying?
A lot.
A frightening amount. There is an incredible amount. There is an incredible amount of people that you could slot in to have a good match on any given
match.
Like hundreds of them. There really is.
Yep.
And then my round 9 pick, another underutilized talent. Again, these are guys, they're being role players on other teams. You give these guys more shots, more opportunities, they're going to light it up for you. They are going to light it up. Round 9, he might be getting more opportunities coming up. He'll definitely get the opportunities on Sunday Night Heat. Mustafa Ali. Around that.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good pick.
That is a
thank you. I know that's how I made it, Robert. I don't need your approval here.
Wow. Dissension in the big team over there.
Jack, you're on the clock.
Okay. You know what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll do this too. All right. Yeah, round 8, I think, because look, there was something there. So it can be, I can flip this on a switch really quickly. So give WWF Action Zone Drew Gulak.
That's versatility.
Yeah, I could do whatever I want with him. And in round, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See,
oh, yeah.
Jack, you see that reaction I give you there? If you could have done the same for me when I picked Nikki Cross.
I really would be appreciated.
Over the Nikki Cross.
Just keep it in mind for my next pick, please. Again, women's division is my focus. I think there's less options here for the tippy top. So I'm picking a woman who is hated on Twitter now, apparently. Is unlike everyone else and can't cut a promo because apparently the division is loaded with good promos. I will stop myself now before I get out of control. I'm taking the returning Ember Moon.
Why is she hated on Twitter besides Twitter being...
Long story. Save it for next week, Jeremy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, you have back-to-back picks.
Yeah. You know, I think with my first one, I'm going to stick with the NXT women's division as well. We're going to go with Io Shirai.
Strong.
You know, just a lot of value late like this. And
good pick, Bob.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with the other pick, we are going to keep building up that mid-card, you know, upper mid-card. We're going with Sheamus.
That's nice.
I like the Sheamus pick there. I like it. I like it. Sheamus, there.
He's been in many championship teams as a role player.
Yeah. Right? Bob, just answer me. On your show, is Sheamus going to wear that Irish hooligan gear all the time, or is he just going to wear trunks?
You know, we're going to go back and forth.
No, it's got to be the hooligan gear all the time. The beater.
Yes. It's a worse pick now, Robert. Now that you've said you're going back and forth, it's a worse pick now.
Nah, just terrible. For you guys.
Okay. I'm picking someone that I was once a huge fan of, who they have completely destroyed my fandom of, but still, in my view at least, inside the ropes.
No, I know.
One of the finest performers in the industry. I'm taking Andrade off the board, and I will try my best to get something out of him.
That was not who I thought you were going with right there.
Really? This is very interesting.
Yeah, I'm about to steal one from everybody. Because I got him under a fresh new contract right now. Jeff Hardy.
Mm. But you only get him for a year. Like, okay, he signed a 5, but he's a bad deal.
See, you know what you could do with Jeff Hardy in 5 minutes?
Put a lot of shit in his ear.
Well, yeah, you could do that. There's a lot of things can happen with Jeff Hardy in 5 minutes.
Cameron Johnson sends a super chat, just says one in a super chat as a thank you to Jeremy. Sorry for joining late. Hey, that is okay that you have joined late. We appreciate you joining us. And you're welcome, buddy. I'm glad. Hopefully my email helped you out and you're able to I don't know why you asked me to do that, but hopefully I helped in some way. All right, round 10. Let's see here. I gotta get a female. I know that. I might be going back to back female picks here.
Sounds super excited about that, Jeremy.
Look, I know. All right, I got it. All right. So here we go. We're going NXT UK. We're going NXT UK Women's Champion.
Ooh,
we're going Kaylee Ray.
That's good.
That's a good one.
All right. This next one. Another female. I realize what I'm doing with this pick, but I don't have many picks in between here. So, round 11. Not going to be on the team for a few months, but that's okay. Because when she comes back, it's over. It's over. All right?
No.
Rebecca Lynch.
No, that's filth. That's disgraceful. You should be ashamed.
That's a big
the kind of pressure you're putting on a pregnant woman there. That is pitiful. That, I mean,
she can take her time. This is a championship team as is. Jeremy, she can take her time. But once she comes back, it's a wrap.
Anyone that is going to be sending money in from this moment forward needs to write. If they don't have to praise me, that's fine. They need to write, Jeremy, you should be ashamed of yourself, because you should. I want the people to tell you that. That's just my opinion. I think everyone will share it, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm sorry that I'm trying to win championships here, and you're just hoping for a nice little regular season, sneak into the playoffs, and you know, see what happens. Maybe you make a little bit of noise. Not me. I'm trying to win titles.
How did it work out when Boogie Cousins took that contract for a ring? Didn't end so well.
Yeah, because everyone else got injured.
A lot of pressure, Jeremy. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, you know, Anyway, got your show paper.
Becky Lynch thrives under pressure, so I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all.
That was good. That was a good answer. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Jack, you're on the clock.
All right. torn between two guys here again. Give us Aleister Black.
I love your tone on that. It was very indicative of where Aleister Black is at these days, I feel.
That poor guy.
Give me Aleister Black.
Just give me old Tommy there. Just send Tommy over to this locker room, please.
So I think it's becoming clear there is a transition in this draft, right? You're starting to see now that 100 good match guys that I was talking about earlier, they're starting to be taken off the board. And that's fine. There are many options. And as I look at mine here, there is one name that I just can't quit, folks. I cannot shake them, even though they're desperate for me to. I'm taking Ricochet. I get it, but come on.
I thought about him.
I thought that was your pick last round when you went Andrade.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you know, I might go a little off the board here. I'm going to break up a tag team. I'm going to go with a guy who has just a ton of athleticism, can talk. We're going to go Montez Ford.
It's a good pick. I like Montez Ford.
God damn it.
The professionalism of O'Neal is something to behold, isn't it? It's like he actually just dropped on us a ton of athleticism. That's what he just did. He's like Jim Ross explaining his latest signings to Vince McMahon. It's incredible stuff.
I mean, you've seen him do Frog Splash.
High motor. Do you have a high motor pick on the board?
Exactly. And you know, we're going to.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kind of stick with the theme of guys who can go out and give you a really good match. We're going to go with Robert Roode.
Oh, that's a shot at Joseph.
No.
That's a shot at Joseph.
This is out of hand now, folks. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to go this way. I'm terribly sorry. Okay. The thing is, Robert, is you've been fooled. Because Robert Roode is no longer a good matchman. He's not. Okay, he might do one every once in a while, but Robert has told me himself those days are gone. Okay. He's a comic relief act now with Dolph. It's fine. I'll take an actual good match, man. The best bump taker in pro wrestling, who, again, my interest in has been murdered, unfortunately, but he's on my brand now. Bud Murph, welcome to the show.
Get him out of his current angle.
Good Lord. Where is the reaction for these picks?
I mean, if they were better, you'd get a reaction.
Well, I've set a tone here, okay? I give the pick. I begin to riot and I allow the ovation to begin. Okay, that's what I do. I set the table for you. And instead, I just get silence here as I write my new name. Very sad.
Am I out here looking for 5-star matches for you guys to pick your boogers over bell to bell? No, I'm not. It's not what I'm here for. That's not what I do in the sports entertainment industry, okay? That's not what I do here. Am I here, though, to evaluate someone who throws the best V-trigger knee in professional wrestling, even better than Kenny Omega? I would like Mandy Rose, please.
Literally, my pick does the knee better. That is just so bad. That was the best part.
That was the best part.
Enough is enough. This is just ridiculous. Okay.
All right. I have my final two picks here. I'm looking over my roster. I don't really need anything if I'm being honest with myself. I mean, it's a pretty strong roster, I feel like. But with the 11th pick, we're going with former WWE champion Kofi Kingston.
Ooh.
Yes,
good pick. Yeah. That's very good.
I'm taken aback right now.
And before we get into the final round here, once again, guys, you can leave a super chat, get your statement or question read on air. Bobby Lashley was picked, Blitz. Robert O'Neill took a heavy shot at Joseph in the fourth round by taking Bobby Lashley.
Jesus Christ.
All right, final round here. Let's look at the big board. Let's see what we got. There's so much talent in this company.
There is.
Like, a guy like Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly.
So good.
Probably not going to get picked in this draft. God, there's so much good talent. All right. All right, we're going with it. All right, we have to. We've got to do it. We've got to stick with this. Final pick for Sunday Night Heat. Another locker room leader. Our locker room is just going to be so good. And now he's the 13th man on the bench. He's not expected to do much, but he's going to keep things light. He's going to keep things happy. He's going to have his own podcast where he buries all the other teams and stuff. He's like Jared Dudley, right? Jared Dudley of the locker room. R-Truth with the final pick.
R-Truth should be so mad at you for that Jared Dudley comparison. Like, he should be insulted right now. I'm insulted for him.
What is wrong with Jared Dudley? I love when Jared Dudley gets on Twitter and like defends himself when people are like, why does Jared Dudley have a roster spot? And Dudley's just like, I'm a great locker room guy. I hit open threes. You know, I've got this podcast. I get you 5-2 on a maybe a per 36.
Just stop. Just please. I can't do this. Continue.
Jack, final selection.
All right, with my final selection, I started this draft off by picking the cornerstone of my women's division currently and in the foreseeable future. For my last pick, I would like the cornerstone of my male division for I would like Karrion Kross, please.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'd forgotten about the Karrion Kross. Wow.
I'm dead.
Jack didn't.
Well, Jack's weird.
Yes, that is correct.
So I think anyone that's watching this with straight mind and really thinking sort of analytically about what's going on here, they can see that what I'm trying to do is build a team with a lot of different options. I mean, that's clear. I'm big on versatility. So while I look at some of these women here on the board and I say, could be great, I like the upside. I need consistency and versatility. Jeremy, you know that. I'm big on that. For that reason, Ruby Riott is my next pick.
That's good.
I was torn between her and Kaylee Ray, and I went Kaylee Ray.
Versatility and experience, consistency. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Robert. Mr./Miss Irrelevant, the final pick.
Yeah.
Distraction All-Star Mock Draft.
You know, you told me Brock Lesnar wasn't eligible, and that did hurt me quite a bit.
You can't don't let him do this.
No, and I'm not going to take him. He's ineligible. I respect the rules. But there is another former multi-time Universal Champion who is under contract and does fit your rules, and we are going to go with Bill Goldberg.
Get him out. Oh!
All right.
Get him out. And
look, it's underneath the rules. Goldberg, he'll play two games for O'Neill, and that's it. That's what his contract says.
That's all we need.
All right. You got him for two games. I hope it's worth it.
It is.
All right. That's fine. I'm not going to ban him for that. He's within the rules.
I think I'm angry because I don't know if I'm angry because I hate Goldberg or because Rob pulled a fast one on the three of us with
it's
that.
Definitely both.
He did not pull a fast one on me. I knew Goldberg was there, just like John Cena was there. I nearly took John Cena because why wouldn't I? But look, I don't want the man for just one game a year. We're trying to win championships. One game and winning championships if he's just playing one game for me.
That's all we need.
Wow. And I have Monday Nitro too. I feel I've really let the brand down here, I must say. But, you know, such is life. Should have thought about that. You know what? While I lashed out, that was a good pick by O'Neill. I respect it. It was bold. It was on brand. I respect that.
There is the draft recap for everyone. Still so much talent on the board. Would you like to do trades?
No, because I know what that question actually translates to for you, Sharon, which is how many people are you going to give me to get elected? I'm not doing anyone. My women's division is very strong, I think. I'm content. I don't know how much time we've got, so I don't want to add any picks.
We're only at 43 minutes. Like, we've actually got plenty of time.
We can do two more rounds if you would like. I don't know what the guys are saying.
We're going to do injured reserve spots. We can do injury reserve spots.
15, yeah. Then, you know, that seems fair, right?
All right, we'll do injury
reserve. This will take my mind off the Yankees probably getting bounced in a few hours. So
I have to say, can we just – I know we're all – you know, we're very competitive, right, guys? And we're all taking shots across the board. But credit to us, this has been rather professional, right? We've got through this much quicker than I feared. I thought we'd be here for 3 hours, I must say. So I'm proud of us.
We know Robert, what we want. We're top workers, top men.
Yeah, we do.
Top men, yes.
I'm very happy that I'm still alive. I don't think we're going to get fired after this. So I feel like that's a win.
The night is young, Jeremy. The night is young.
I got a lot of time to screw things up. We do have a super chat from Frank Aguilera who says, I've been a fan of the distraction since I saw you guys delightfully troll SRS after Wyatt lost to Goldberg. I'm super glad TEW is back. Cheers. Joseph and I were talking about that podcast yesterday in our production meeting. And that's when we realized like just how stupid we are, I think, was the conclusion we came to. Yeah, we did the Super Showdown podcast with Sean when Goldberg beat The Fiend for the title. And Sean was super angry. He was ready to go off on WWE booking and stuff. And Joseph and I are just cracking up, being like, Goldberg, what are you going to do? beat him in 30 seconds. Sucks for the clown. So thank you, Frank.
That was a distraction.
Yes, that is a big moment in distraction history. So we appreciate your support, buddy. Yeah. All right, round 14. Robert, you're on the clock now.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go look real quick. You know, I was only prepared for 13 rounds, so.
You have to start drafting like I've been drafting the last hour and a half, the last 45 minutes.
I mean, I kind of made a whole big thing about Goldberg being my last pick, but.
Plans change, pal.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we did talk about Kyle O'Reilly a little bit earlier, and I think he had a really good showing at TakeOver the other night. And we already have Adam Cole, who will probably be...
Adam Cole.
Well, Adam Cole's off the board. So, we'll go with Kyle O'Reilly.
I'm waiting for Rob to bust out. Like, got a good wrestling mind. Sharp kid, in shape, ready for him to come into the franchise and add some stuff. Really looking forward to it. Okay, that's one. So I feel this next pick is a steal because he has stayed on the ball because we still all view him as a tag team wrestler. And that is fine. However, he just may have had the best match of WWE's year. So for that reason, Jey Uso is my next pick. And that is an undeniably great pick. I'll take no debate on that.
Yeah, whatever you say.
That's so mean. No,
I don't know what he's going to do without Roman, but it's a good thing.
All right. Looking at some of these names here. Again, these people cut a lot of paychecks.
He's the big board. Shane McMahon is there.
Oh no, God, keep him the hell away from me.
That's who I was gonna take if you didn't let me take Goldberg.
And run Raw Underground.
Yeah, all right. Well, how many more rounds are we going here?
Two.
You got two.
You know what? Let me see if I could come back. Give me a. No one took Angelo Dawkins yet, right?
No.
They didn't.
Yeah, let me prove something. Let me prove something with Angelo.
What are you trying to prove?
You know, people are going to Jannetty him because Montez is gone. Okay. That's fine. You can try it. Try your best. Well, you see what I do with him. Well, you see what this pencil does.
I am desperate to see the fantasy booking plan that you have for one Angelo. Like, I would give it. We're never going to find out, but man, I would love to see it.
Well, I'm going to tell him, Angelo, remember when you did that James Harden impression? Just don't do that and you'll be fine.
Jack is shook with an Angelo Dawkins pick. All right, here we go. Round 14. We're going with a great man who he's been given more responsibilities on his new team lately. He's stepped up. He's crushed it. We know what he can do. We're going with Kushida with round 14.
Such a good pick.
I like that.
Such a good pick.
I like it.
All right. All right, I need a female to round out everything here.
There's a female. I'm taking a female next. I don't know how you guys haven't. Maybe Jeremy will right now, but I'm not passing.
Wow, big all pressure, right. Jeremy.
He can take who he wants. He can take who he wants. I've got my pick. All right, I've got my pick. I'm trying to work the banner thing. All right, final pick in the draft. For Sunday Night Heat, we're proud to welcome, if I could spell her name correctly. We started off with the big dog. We're closing it out with the big dog, Dakota Kai.
Yeah. Very good pick. That was, I'm going to be honest, Jeremy, again, in the sake of fairness, that was my planned pick for this round. But that's fine. I always have a backup.
All right. I hope so.
Yes.
All right, Jack, you sound very confident in who you're going to pick here.
Final pick for WWF Action Zone. We would like Naomi, please.
Ooh, yeah.
Good one.
So that was the backups. Just give me a second. It's fine. Because I've got an ally on this roster. So I think when you categorize talent on the WWE roster, most would go, you know, main event, mid card, legend, all that good stuff. I personally go, acknowledge my article, retweeted my article, ignored my article. Okay? Simple tiers. In the very top tier is a legend. A women's division stalwart. We are taking Mickey James, who is peak leadership here for the final round. You can't knock Mickey James. I'm sorry. That's just the truth of it.
Mickey James also out of action with a broken nose right now.
What is this? Jeremy, what's happening?
I'm just what, is this
what is this filth?
Mickey James is tough. She'll be back before long.
She'll wear the Westbrook mask. She'll be fine.
Top tier in the Joe Holbert article acknowledgement. Can't argue.
All right.
We turn. No, it's simple. We turn Mickey heel and give her the old Cody Rhodes gimmick.
There you go. Jack's not doing my job for me. This is why he's got Angelo Dawkins over. I love it.
Robert, the new final pick in the draft. Are you going to keep this in all women's rounds, or are you going to be a coward and pick a male?
Well, I mean, I guess I pretty much have to now. You know,
they just call someone a coward, and then they just.
I'm not going to just, you know, admit to being a coward. You know, I'm going to go with the other half of the women's tag champions and go with Nia Jax. You know, bit of a controversial pick, but.
I don't think it's controversial. It's just bad.
Well, no. There's upside there.
I'm not a co-host. Like, is you there? Two are, can is I? There? Am I allowed to call for a banning?
Always. Yes. I share. Here's the thing. I respect Robert because he did the deal there of like an NBA GM talking about a guy who blocked some shots a few years ago. There's upside, man. He can play some minutes out of there. He can do it. He's got a role to play. Trust me. We'll figure it out. I like it. I respect it. There's some better names on the board with that, Robert. And to be honest with you, I think you just lost the draft. But that's just my hot take. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to sway anyone.
You're saying he lost the draft because you came into this him not wanting him to win the draft. Look at that.
You're true.
He's got the current WWE champion. He's got Mercedes. He's got an Asuka. You can't deny the man's picks.
I will deny them, no joke, unfortunately, because
he's going to leave Chambers in the hooligan gear, for Christ's sake.
Yep.
Yeah, but the problem is look, and here's the thing.
Real quickly, I got to interrupt. Okay. Sean, I'm going to read this on air. Sean's going to get mad at me. That's okay. He said, legit don't do anything too outrageous. He's getting messages from Jimmy wondering what we have planned because of all my tweets promoting this.
This is a professional draw.
We just talked about how we were being top men here.
I promoted this podcast by saying I'm going to die and Joe's going to get fired. So now the bosses are worried that we're really going to go off the rails.
I do want to stress some stuff to the audience because it seems that unfortunately Jack has struck a deal with Robert O'Neill. And I'm not happy about that because he's a friend of mine. But when people look at the talent that's been taken, okay, it's one thing to say this is the best roster. But I want you to think about the morality involved. I want you to think about the fact that people on this show right now took personal shots at me. And that's fine. If you want to play that way, that's fine. But personally, I have too much respect for this business do such a thing on a live draft. So just keep that in mind when you're doing your votes that I don't think we're even doing votes for. Just keep that in mind. Thank you.
Well, you know, the thing is, I was prepared for 13 rounds. And the NBA draft, it's two rounds. They don't come in and say, oh, we're having a third round. We're having a fourth round.
Change, pal.
Maybe they should.
Yeah. Lou Dort is an undrafted free agent. If they would have added an extra round, he probably would have been drafted.
Jeremy, I have one more point to make. One more point. I also want people to know when they see Bobby Lashley there in the fourth round that my plan for Bobby Lashley was to officially rebrand him as Big Van Bob and give him the Vader mask. So keep that in mind too.
So look, let's go back to trades. Do you want to try to make a deal for Bobby Lashley?
No, because he's going to be mean about it. He's cold-blooded. Look at him. Look how professional he is. I'm here for some fun. He's took the hat off. The hat's long gone. He's a GM. I don't want to do that. He's going to go to this one. There we go. How about I give you Nia and Bobby and you give me five guys and he'll be like, you know, there's upside with Nia. Block some shots every once in a while. I'm not doing it. Here's what I'll do. I'll let Robert look at the board and tell me what he sees because I am certainly not leading against a ruthless GM like him. He's the Danny Ainge of this shit. I ain't doing it.
Robert's going to be leaking trades afterwards. We're close. We're close to the Bobby Lashley deal, but, you know, just didn't pull the trigger on it. Yes, that's what Ainge always does. Do you have a trade offer to make Joseph, including Bobby Lashley?
I mean, I can come up with one real quick here. Let's see what we're looking at.
I feel like Finn Balor would be good on your roster for Lashley.
My God, no one took Fergal Devitt.
What?
No, Joseph took him. That's what I said.
Did he wear?
Yeah, round six.
He's like Jackson Devitt.
Is that why you didn't notice? Because I didn't name him Fergal Devitt?
But no. Funny thing, my wife only calls him Fergal.
Yeah.
Because like from the day I told her his real name was Fergal, that's all she calls him.
Finn, short for Phineas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we could do like Bobby Lashley for, you know, Bianca Belair and...
Hang on a second.
Bianca Belair and Big E. Wow.
And for Big Van Bob.
Wow.
You know, we got to start somewhere here.
You can throw in future picks, Joe. You can throw in future picks. We're going to do this again next year and the year after.
I'm not doing that, Jeremy, because that would be a disaster. Please don't let me do that.
What are you trying to say? Your Mick Foley cosplayer isn't enough to carry your brand?
Hey, that was worse than any other person.
You started it, though.
Listen, I'm just trying to sort out trade here.
Like spitting out such filthy comparisons on a live show, no less. Not a DM, not a text, on a live show, no less. You drop that.
Imagine I just DM'd you called Nikki Cross, the Mick Foley of the women's division.
I would smash my phone right off the wall.
That's fair. I understand. But I'm looking here at what has actually been proposed to me. And unless I'm mistaken, the trade offer was Big E and Bianca Blair for Big Van Bob. Which is disgusting.
Big E went one pick before Lashley, and Belair went two picks after.
There's no deal here, Rob, because I know where you're at with Bob. I've convinced you that Bob is good. I take credit for that. So that's fine. Just treat him well, and I hope that old body of his holds up. That's all I'm saying, okay? Hope he doesn't take any Bellator fights. Just saying.
Any other trades anyone want to try to work out here?
I love my roster. You guys stay away from me.
I really want Walter. I don't know what I could give up to get him.
Oh. Roman.
No, come on.
Well, that's for my my love for Walter is undying. He's on.
No, that's fair.
He's my untouchable.
All right, that's 100% fair.
I'll give you a Seth.
No, I'm good. Wait, do you have one glove or two gloves?
Joseph, the sheer disrespect for consistency among these other two is disgusts me. I'm sick right now.
I want to join you in that, Jack, but unfortunately you've been rallying against me too. So unfortunately I will just step back. Here's the thing, in all seriousness, if I can make a briefly serious point, this does tell you how great the WWE roster is, because I think all of us are content with our roster. Yes. I mean, every one of us is looking there like, yes, that's a good roster, right?
And then to that point, everyone else, like, we could get off this stream, we could be sitting around tonight, like, scrolling through, and you could find 10 to 15 men and women and go, oh, shit, that would have been great. Oh, I mean,
like, Roddy Strong.
Exactly. In ring, there are very few guys better than Roddy Strong over the last like 20 years. Like, it's insane that he's on.
Here's how deep it was. Say, if this was, if this was, honestly, if this was 20 rounds, say, I might have taken someone who just got their dorky PC picture taken. I probably would have taken Leon Ruff. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
If this was 20 rounds, I probably would have taken Leon.
That would have been a good pick.
Yeah. Their roster is incredible. And mm-hmm. then look what they produce every week.
Hey, watch it, Jeremy. We've got new fans tonight. I don't want to get in trouble. Please, no trouble.
No, it's crazy. It's insane.
All right, are we good? No trades?
I'm very scared because I feel like, personally, I feel like you've all been setting me up for an awful trade to close the show. I really do. And I'm not falling for it. I'm not doing it. I've stayed in order on the picks this time. I'm calm. I'm happy.
I think you set yourself up really
O'Neal,
well.
Neil, would you like to trade Lashley for Alexa Bliss?
No, he will. I mean, I would talk to Joe about Lashley again. You know, we could go back to where we're at.
We could discuss.
It's fine. You want to discuss it, but you have to change the offer slightly, Robert. You've started with, I'll have Big E and Bianca Blair. Okay, cool, Rob. What do I get? Bobby Lashley. Okay. This talk, what are you looking at?
Do you mean
quantity? Or quality? That's my question.
Well, we could do like Lashley for Ember and Andrade and
Cash. What? Give me another. Okay, who are you looking at here? Ember and Andrade, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I need one woman back, and it is not Nia Jax.
I just didn't have anybody that you're taking on that one. You gotta
that's
give
tough,
up.
Jeremy.
Yeah, it's
tough.
You can have Nia. I mean,
I don't want Nia.
You can cut Nia and then pick up somebody.
I could. Here's what I could do. Right? I could trade. Jeremy, please stop me. This is not fair. If I trade two men for Big Van Bob, do I then get to sign a free agent?
Yeah, sure.
Glad to see that rule set in stone beforehand. Okay, that makes this a lot easier, my friend Robert, because I'll be offering to you, as I look here at my illustrious set of talent, I'm saying Andrade and Ricochet for Big Van Bob.
Ooh.
Dang.
You gotta sign, your free agent signing can only come from NXT UK or 205 Live, though.
Hang on a second. That was not deal paused. Deal stalled. What's the rules here, Jeremy? Make this clear before I make a fool of myself.
All right. It has to come. It can't come from Raw or SmackDown. You're free agent.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
It's got to come from NXT, NXT UK, or 205 Live.
That's fine.
What if we do Andrade and Ruby Riott?
Robert, I have to stress this to you. I am not giving up a woman. Unless I get a woman back, and your only woman available is Nia Jax, there will be the deal is dead on that front. I'm happy to stay as we are, but you seem interested.
No,
in making it forward. But are you content?
No, if you're going to back out, then we have nothing to talk about.
Oh, wow. He's doing that.
Wow. Okay. Right in the open here, we're doing this.
Robert's leaking scoops to Woj right now and just saying, yeah, we almost had a deal. It was close, but, you know, it just kind of fell apart at the end. Don't know what you want me to do about it, man. He's negotiating through the media. He's pulling an Anthony Davis right now.
I'm done. I'm not playing this game. Because, look, that initial trade-off was bad enough on my part. That was not a good offer by me. I'd nearly give Rob two great talents for Big Man Bob. Bad idea. I'm happy. I'm content. I looked at Jack's face when I made the trade offer, and he had concern on his eyes. I know Jack has the right idea. I'm not doing any trades.
Okay.
No trades.
All right. There we go. No trades. Jack, you want to make a deal? I feel like we should just make some like minor swap just for fun.
All right, we're going to have to, because if these guys are good, we can't give the people a live draft, not do a trade, but yeah. You're not touching Walter.
All right, that's fine. I don't like your roster, Jack, if I'm being honest with
you. Look at this. We got a guy, and he's not a man of taste.
I like Candace LeRae. I don't know who I'm giving up to get Candace
LeRae. I have champions on that roster. I have champions. I got you. Yeah. I got Charlotte.
Yeah.
I have a deal to suggest for you guys, just playing fair here. I look at what you got there, Jack, and I like it a lot. But I do think that the star power of one Grand Slam champion, Bailey, could be of use. Where would you look at a Bailey Candice LeRae swap?
That's a tough one.
Agree.
Because I am a fan of Pam's work. I'm a fan.
I didn't agree to this deal at all. Oh, I mean, I do it, but I didn't agree to it at all.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Pamela's work. Love Candace, though.
Star power, though, Jack.
You can run that Bayley-Charlotte Flair match that we haven't seen before.
No, I can't.
All right.
I can't do it.
We're all happy with our rosters. We're all happy with our rosters. I feel like that is a good sign.
At least we all entertained the idea of a trade.
Yeah, sometimes trades just don't happen.
Jeremy, we have to do this before we go off the air. Old Goat Bliss. What sort of trade package are you looking for here?
You got to give me... Got to start with Rhea.
Okay, stop straight. Stop. It's done. I tried, guys. But when you start it that way, it's finished.
All right,
finished
Bianca. You want to start with Bianca?
No, I'm in for a bit, but that's just ridiculous.
I'm not going with any of your other, like, Nikki Cross is fine, but.
I mean, hey, Jeremy, look, let's be real here. Ruby Riott, Mickey James package gives you some versatility, man. What are you thinking?
No. I'm good.
Okay. This is incredible to watch.
I don't want that. You got it. I will go. All right, here you go, Joseph. Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Mickey Cross. Mickey James. Ruby Riott. Three future first round picks.
No. Because what I'll do is I'll be like, yeah, great idea. And then before I know it, we'll be sitting here again and I'll be waiting for my pick for an hour. It's not good. I'm not doing it. We're finished for now. Okay.
I'm trying to make the Paul George package happen here. But if you don't do that, that's fine.
No, it will not be done. No way. Last thing I need is to make that pick and then Scoopster is correct and she's in Hollywood next month and it's all over for me.
Yeah,
that's a deep cut. We'll leave that there. Okay.
All right, everyone. That's going to do it then. We finished this in record time. I don't think we're going to get fired. I didn't die. This is a successful show. We're going to do it again next year. Maybe the same two people, if they're still friends with us after this. Jack, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at jcrosbycbs. And pretty much anything cbssports.com. If you're a college football fan, go over there. We have everything covered as the season goes on. And we have lengthy WWE coverage too. We'll have the draft covered Friday and Monday, the official WWE draft. We'll have the updated picks, everything you need in case you miss it.
Don't go to CBS Sports. Go to Fightful for all of that. Robert O'Neill, go ahead, Jack.
I got a plug. People could do both. I do both.
Agree.
Robert O'Neill, where do you not log off from?
So that's twitter.com at Robert O'Neill 31. I also have a Ruthless Aggression Era podcast on the Barber's Chair Network. That's a lot of fun. We talk about the Ruthless Aggression Era. And, a lot of good time there. This was fun. I'm really glad you guys had me on. Pretty wild, all things considered. But,
you can thank Joseph. You didn't get him fired. This was his power play that he wanted to do. So I give Joseph this. You know, I give him I throw him a bone every now and again, and this was the bone that I threw him for this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate he refused to work with me. I will remember that, but
this is, in my view at least, an iconic moment for around 15 people on Twitter. And I take great pride in that. Now, Jack knows where he stands on this show. Anytime Jack wants to come on and talk about anything even sort of slightly related to wrestling, he's here. He's a legend of the show, a Hall of Famer, and one of my favorites. See, O'Neill, you're a more complex case. Because I knew, for the sake of Twitter and wrestling social media, this needed to happen. But I'm thinking, I cannot get O'Neill on the show just cold so he can talk about his Twitter account. So I concoct a whole draft to get him on here. And, in all seriousness, we have a lot of fun and games. Robert O'Neill, follow him on Twitter, great guy, legitimately good person. And I don't believe what they say, actually good person, quietly under the radar. Okay, I like him a lot. I'm glad we did this. And I hope at least that this can be something that our audience looks forward to. I mean, not looks, that'd be pretty sad, but look forward to it all year. But, when it comes around, I hope they enjoy it. Because it could be fun. I think this was a good start. And hopefully next year, people will be much fairer when trying to sort out some trades. That's all I'll say. That's my closing statement.
I've been asked by Sean to note that we don't have fun here on Fightful. So whatever Joseph just said about us, we like to have a lot of fun. No, that's not what we do here. All right, everybody. Okay. Joseph, plug your Twitter. Plug your report card for AEW Dynamite. That was awesome.
Yes. I have a new two weekly series. The other one will be released on Saturday. But first, the AEW Dynamite report card. The report card concept I did a few years ago, and I brought it back. It is painfully long. It's about 3,500 words, but there are moments of humor, Jeremy, wouldn't you agree? Scattered throughout.
As a professional editor, I'd kill you.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know.
It's filth.
I would throw that right back. I would throw that filth right back.
Here's the thing. You need range, Jack, right? You know this. You need range, and sometimes you have to go niche. You have to do it for the sake of what you do here. So that's fine. It is very long. I reiterate, very long. But there are moments of humor. I compare FTR to the Philadelphia 76ers, which I know made Jeremy very happy. Check that out. Features. I hope to be doing another feature on Fightful within the next week or so. So look for that. I'm doing a lot of stuff right now, folks. I don't know how much of it's good, but there's a lot of stuff out there that if you're interested in it, you can probably find on my Twitter. Like I sometimes tweet about it. So all that good stuff. Follow these two gentlemen. Of course, Jeremy, the point guard himself.
Thank you, everybody in the chat, for joining us, leaving us comments, leaving us super chats, subscribing, leaving us a thumbs up, all that fun stuff. That really helps us, helps the distraction, helps Fightful, just really helps us grow and get bigger and gets myself and Joseph paid more. We don't pay these other two, but it gets us paid more. Us that money. Let's see. What do we have coming up for the 20-minute outro here? Joseph and I will be streaming our first TEW booking series tomorrow, Friday, at 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, give or take around then. The only way you know you're going to do it, if you follow us on Twitter or if you're subscribed to the channel, you tap the bell for notifications because, again, it's going to be about 4 or 5 o'clock. We're going to do that live. SmackDown Post Show with Sean, them do another gaming stream live on Friday. I do 18 shows a week on this website. I don't know why. They just keep having me back. You can follow me on Twitter. Thank you again, everybody, for doing this. This was a lot of fun. We're going to do it again next year, assuming we're all still friends. I feel like there's going to be some major heat between Joseph and Robert over trade negotiations. Don't know if they're going to work together anymore. But if we're all friends, we're going to do this again next year. Thank you guys for checking us out, listening. We'll be back. Oh, Tuesday, we're reviewing movies. Go watch our review of Countdown. Joseph, zig or zag?
Always zig.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.